Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960-960. Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
There's a silver moon in the midnight sky. Lovers are hard to harm. Love is a shadow lost in your eyes.
On the last episode of Family Ties. And coming up next week.
So far away, so long ago, it's still so strong.
I'll wait for it. Here we go. You know what this is? This is good for the soul.
Yeah.
This is nice and easy on your ears. Nice and smooth.
Okay.
Fan feedback line is open. Wait, who did Big Earn sign with? Signed a one-year deal with the Anaheim Ducks. Nacho's stock price seriously impacted by Fit for 15.
Yeah, he talked about it. He was really into it for a few weeks. But I think he's had his fair share of nachos. Remember, he had his pregame ritual for the playoffs. He was piling a huge plate.
Why did Rhett retire from hockey? We just said he has not retired. You have to officially file your papers. He's not done that. Yet somebody else here saying, if you Google Rhett, it says he is a former professional ice hockey player.
No, you can't trust Google.
Warner's got to get on that. He's got to take Wikipedia down. Hey, listen.
Correct this, please.
You guys have outdone yourself with crappy artist of the day. Kudos.
Please don't be sharing that responsibility and congratulations.
That is, you know what? That's not true. We have done far worse than the Pure Prairie League. Boomer. Alex Anthopoulos surprised us with the Terletzky deal.
Love Terletzky.
And I think he'll do the same on the pitching dilemma. I think the jury's still out on Terletzky. I know a lot of people are excited about it. I thought Tulowitzki was good.
Oh, no one. Yeah, everyone's definitely on board with Tulowitzki.
But until we see what the prospects do that they gave up and what Terletzky can do in that Jays lineup, I really don't know.
Who's Terletzky?
It's hard.
By the way, if he does get a pitcher, he's not going to surprise us. When you get a all-star shortstop, that's a surprise. When you need pitching and get pitching, not as surprising.
Now, I brought this up late yesterday, talked about it this morning, promised it at 7:45. My sincere apologies. I feel bad. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. You are going through a special phase in your life.
It's a transformation, Boomer.
A year ago from right now, late July, early August, what was happening in your life?
I was probably either set to go off or just returning from a booze-filled trip through the Midwest that saw games at Wrigley, U.S. Cellular Field, and
Milwaukee,
right? Miller Field.
Yeah, you brought us back souvenirs.
Yep, I found a place that served $1 beers. In Milwaukee. It was unbelievable. It was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Now, were you seeing anyone? Were you in a relationship of any kind?
Not any particular person.
Yeah.
But, you know, as many nice people as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast forward 1 year.
To today.
Now, you did just go on a booze-filled baseball trip.
Yeah, much shorter. And 3 days. Leave Friday, return Sunday night.
Yeah.
Barely over 48 hours, really.
Well, really. So so that part of your life is quieted down somewhat, is that fair to say?
Yeah, it has.
Not
as many patios, not as many pub pints, not as many hanging with bros.
Bro.
We haven't got together to watch the Jays at a pub on like a Tuesday for recently. That used to be a thing.
Sure.
You're like, oh, Stroman's pitching. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Not this year.
So a year ago, no one in your love life in particular. This year, any update on that?
Yeah, see, I'm exclusively seeing a person that I've lived with for all of the calendar year.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
It must be serious.
It's quite serious. In fact, we're starting a family in the fall, and in September we're going to be parents.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, remember July or April 1st? I made the announcement.
Yeah, so over the course of a year, you have found someone that you are sharing a living quarters with, and are going to start a family. That seems very quick. Well, in terms of timing. But that, you know what that means? It just must mean that it's right.
When you know, you know.
When you know, you know.
You know?
So you're having a child.
Two. It's twins.
Oh.
We've been through all of this
before. Have we talked about this?
Yeah, we have.
I just don't want to leave anybody out.
Sure, that's fair. So we're up to speed now.
Very
different than 2014 July.
What? So, you said this fall the family will be starting. What's our time frame?
Well,
because we're looking the end of July.
Twins are very unruly.
We're looking at right in the looker.
If it was a singleton, as the doctors refer to one child pregnancies, it would be early October. But due to the nature of twins, it could be anywhere from early September to mid to late September, or even late August, which would ruin your vacation.
Don't ruin my vacation.
Not trying to ruin anyone's.
I'm going away the last week of August. Do not ruin my vacation. I want nothing more than the safe arrival of your children. It just better not come while I'm on vacation. Anyway,
So yeah, she's quite full of children right now.
I would think
very difficult to move around.
Yeah. I would think that when you are now living with someone and you're exclusively seeing that person, and geez, now you're having children together, your social life, has it changed at all?
Well, see, we're incorporating different circles of friends, my friends, her friends.
Mm-hmm.
We all get, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, we've got a barbecue over here and we're hanging out with some family with kids. I'm like, this is not what I was doing before. This is very different. And likewise, she's been dragged to events that she would not have been taking part in prior.
So it's growth,
yes.
Literal and figuratively.
It's all about, sharing each other's lives. And, you know what it's about?
Now, here's the other thing, too. Now, I don't know if you know this about me. I also have children.
I've heard that, yeah.
And
like six or seven?
I went through the birth process and this is being dragged out way too long, guys, isn't it? That's what this is about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I don't know if it comes off.
Next break at 8:20, so 8 minutes to go.
There is a lot of preparation that goes into having a child. I did not have twins. I have three kids, but they all came separately.
Just three, okay.
Yeah, they came to the door on their own.
I'm going to lap you soon.
The thing is, though, between cribs and you got to get the little room ready for
the nursery,
for the baby.
Nursery.
So have you been doing any of that?
I painted the nursery. I've built a change table. Other things I've also mentioned on this fine.
Oh, have you mentioned?
Morning show. And what else? We have sorted various piles of clothes into the age range. So 0 to 3 months is here. 6 to 9 months is here. 9 to 12. Don't need any more clothes. Thanks for your offers, everyone.
I've got lots. Do you want some?
No. Previously soiled clothes. We already have too many unsoiled pieces of clothing.
The other thing is, so that's stuff that has to be done.
Correct.
There are other things that I know when my first child was coming along, I found it's like, really, is that stuff that we have to do? Have you encountered any experiences that maybe you're like, really, we have to do that?
Well, yeah, I think definitely the one question I continue to ask my significant other is this a need or is this a want?
Is this necessary?
Is this absolutely necessary?
Yeah.
And for something that I think would be not necessary, to sometimes it is necessary for the other partner. And it's all about compromise.
Boom. So as let's do with it. Anything recently that comes to mind?
Well,
so, like, again, something that you really felt like, are we having to do this? And then you went through with it, and even during it, you're like, this really seems like a lot. Is there anything?
I know. A couple nights ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue Jays make the big Tulowitzki deal.
Right.
They've coming off an off day. Just saw them Sunday in Seattle. They play Tuesday night. It's Tuesday night. Latroy Hawkins. I want to see the old man pitch.
Or but, Hawkins, but yeah.
We were booked to do something else, different activity.
Oh, was it go out for dinner? Or?
No, it was not that. We got in a car and drove to Fish Creek Park, and we had photos taken of us in a park by some guy from Budapest named Andrej. So
was this someone you hired? This was...
Well, not me, but, you know, the person that really wanted event to happen organized it.
Now, when I say you, I mean like the collective you.
Yes.
The royal, you as a, yeah. as a pairing mm-hmm. had to pay for someone to take your pictures.
Well, that's kind of the profession. If you're a photographer, it's not volunteer.
So now I'm kind of unfamiliar. These are prenatal photos. Is that what they're called?
I think they're called maternity photos. Yeah.
What is that? So do you just kind of stand there and
no? Because the thing is this is all about having a big tummy if you're pregnant. So you have to expose said tummy.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's usually there's always not very much clothing on. So it's like back to nature. It's really awkward and weird. Yeah.
So I'm guessing your lady friend, she had her shirt or whatever up.
No shirt. Just
no shirt.
Just a little band of fabric that covers the. Yeah, just a step up from the black stars that you used to see in the magazines.
So shirtless in Fish Creek.
Yeah, and then it gets a little weirder because it's like, okay, well, we're going to stand in this big field of grass by the tree, I guess. And it's like, no. So this river here, see the rock in the middle? I want you to go wade into the river nearly naked. And why don't you two hug each other and we'll snap some photos here. So I'm wearing jeans and a shirt. Those don't get worn in the river. So we're geared right down, and there's props bags, and there's different fabrics that we're laying out.
So, okay, whoa. So you're wearing a shirt and jeans, but you don't wear that? So when you say geared down, to what level are we talking?
I'm in boxers in the river. And there's like families going on hikes. Going past, there's people walking their dogs.
Are you kidding me?
And it's not like snap, I got it. Put your hand a little closer. Left hand lower. All right.
No. Biggest mistake ever.
Tilt your heads together. Okay, now close your eyes. Embrace. Yeah. Close your eyes. Kiss her forehead.
So you're in, she's. She has nothing on but this
almost
strip
nothing.
Of fabric.
Tiny strip.
And you're in your boxers. Why are you in the river?
This is apparently where the photo is going to be awesome. I don't know, I guess.
That turned a lot of people off.
Was it were they being baptized?
No, there was
or?
Nothing religious. No one was quoting passages from any religious text.
So now
that's
you,
the worst thing I've never seen.
Yeah. Now now that you mentioned it, I think maybe I'm familiar with what these kind of photos are. At any point, were you caressing the tummy?
Yeah,
with your,
it's a big thing because that's what it's about. It's the tummy, right? This isn't, hey, we're living together photos. It's, I have a huge belly. We're about to have babies photos.
So you're, at any point, you're kind of standing behind her and reaching around and holding the belly or in front. Did you get down low? Did the elevation drop and you get down there and you kind of, did you kiss the belly or get your head nice and close and kind of, you know, nestle in there?
No, there's none of that. But lots of hands on the belly and looking. Now look at the belly. Look at the belly. Both of you. Close your eyes. Now you look at the belly and you look over at the sun. And the light apparently was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was perfect lighting.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And then, of course, with the lighting and with, stay still now. Hold that pose for a minute. We need the ripples of the water to go away. We need the reflective pond.
Was there kissing?
No. I mean, kiss the forehead, all that, but not.
Yeah.
Not like gratuitous making out in the pond or anything. I might show you one photo as we go to break.
Oh, man.
Your reaction will take us to break.
How long did this?
3 hours.
Oh.
That's not including traffic either way.
And now, with all that said,
you're gonna die.
What is it you were doing a year ago right now?
Yeah, I was in Chicago getting absolutely blackout at the Kingston Mines trying to pick up girls that live by Fenway.
Are you going to show me a picture?
Are we going to go to break?
Show me the pic and I'll throw to break.
All right.
Now, I feel bad because is there any way we can share part of this photo before I see it?
I don't want to share this photo, but I know that your reaction can will tell a thousand words.
Can you crop it in any way that you could share it?
No, I do not need me shirtless in a pond photos anywhere that can be
now,
publicly viewed.
Here's the rub for me. The last thing I want to see is you in boxers in a river, but yet I need to see it more than anything else I've ever needed to see in my life.
Jay, are we ready to go to break here?
Okay, I gotta...
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's 8:27. We're back. Happy to be joined by our next guest. He is our CFL insider, doubling up for us this week because it is a big week. We got Thursday night football coming up. And with what's happening in Calgary and Regina, even in Winnipeg to a certain degree, lots to get into. So we appreciate Arash joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. What just happened there in that segment?
Well,
you're talking to Lewitsky, and then
Well, long story short, in the last segment, now Ryan Pinder, who you know is on the show as well, he is he and his significant other they're starting a family. They're set
congratulations, Pinder!
Yeah,
well, thank you, sir. Yeah,
they're having twins, and it's coming at some.
Your underground days are finished, my friend.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
your nights at the underground are no longer.
Yeah,
we just revisited where I was a year ago, single and trying to pick up chicks outside Wrigley. So it's a big year of change.
it's come around in a hurry. And earlier this week, they did the maternity photos, and we were having a good exchange about it. There's a photo of, well, long story short, they're in a river with no clothes on, and it's the best thing in the world.
It's horrifying. I believe we actually have Boomer's reaction when I showed him the photo, so just have a listen here.
Yeah,
okay, not yet. We'll leave it that.
I had a hard time keeping my composure, Ash.
Well, yes, yes. You're a consummate pro, Boom, but even that...
That's right, yeah, unflappable. Let's get to it. Thursday night football tonight. Love it. The Bombers are on a short week. Just, I guess, what, one practice day? They got the BC Lions. Yeah. What's the latest with Drew Willey? Because we know he was in rough shape. Looked like he was going to miss some considerable time, and now it looks like he's starting this game.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we saw him, his knee was twisted up like a curly fry, and he spent, you know, three quarters sitting on the trainer's table, immobile, an ice bag wrapped around his right knee, and you thought right there, man, you know, we've seen this before, MRI, ACL, see you later. And then Drew Willey was announced 2 days ago that he's going to play. Now, what I was told was initially the team was very fearful, but then when he did his initial tests after the game, suddenly it didn't look as bad as they had once thought. He went for all the MRIs and all the tests, and there was no structural damage. So then suddenly it becomes, okay, two things. One, threshold of pain, but two, will he be limited at all in what he can do? The Bombers have decided, after watching Brian Brohm's body of work, that they're better off with Drew Willey now, you know, on one practice day than they would be with Brian Brohm only taking practice snaps for one practice day, and so away they go with their starting quarterback.
So is it fair to expect that Drew Willey will be somewhat limited going into this game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look, the team's going to tell you that he's fine, he's all systems go, but it you know, boom, you're not. Okay, you're not going to be all systems go generally on a short week, let alone when you're going to be incredibly sore, when there was probably a little bit of inflammation there. And what's going to be intriguing is, how much of a presence can he be dancing around in the pocket if things collapse around him? Not that Willie's more much of a scrambler, but can he get to the outside if need be? You know, how much of a dose of that thunder and lightning run game are they going to show tonight against that BC front seven? So I would suspect that Willie's not going to quite be at the elite level, but Drew Willie at 60% has shown to be a lot better option than Brian Brohm at 100.
Of course, the Bombers are coming off that beatdown by the Edmonton Eskimos. You go a week prior, and they were maybe a little bit unlucky against the Calgary Stampeders in that game. They've made some big plays. Like you talk about, their run game is strong. What do you see with Winnipeg?
Well, it's a couple of things. Last year, they brought in Nick Moore from the BC Lions, and they gave him number one receiving money, you know, the 175-180 range, and they wanted him to be the dude. Well, he was injured for much of last season. He was unable to be. This year, he's fine. He's become Willie's number one target, him and Clarence Denmark one too. And Nick Moore right now leads the league in second down conversion catches. And that's what you need in this league to be successful. If you can succeed, if you can move the chains on second and medium and second and long, you're going to win in the Canadian Football League, Boom, and that's what they have. Now, with their quarterback, here's the other thing. And I'm not much into numbers, but this one is staggering. With Drew Willie on the field, the Blue Bombers have a plus 51 point ratio. Without him on the field, they're minus one. It's a 52-point swing.
Yeah.
So you talk about quarterback to receiver, and we talk, you know, often in Edmonton about the importance of a Darius Bowman. Nick Moore is creeping into that category, but Clarence Denmark is also there as a complementary part.
Yeah, no kidding. He had that big one against the Stampeders here a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think he's got 40, 30-plus yard catches this season.
The Saskatchewan Roughriders, it's gone from okay to bad to worse to, you know, now it seems like it's an absolute fire on the go in Regina. Yeah. Kevin Glenn, the 6-game injured list, he's got a torn pectoral muscle. They're going with a rookie in this game against the Eskimos, who looked so strong on Friday night. It's 0-5. If they go 0-6, we know that it's a long season, and we talk about how things don't... At 0-6, it's done?
No, at 0-5, it's done without your top two quarterbacks. It really is, and you hate to, you know, you hate to be so blunt and a bearer of bad news, but let's look at the quarterbacking depth chart. 6 weeks ago, it was Darian Durant, Kevin Glenn, and I guess we'll cut Tino Cincinnati because Brett Smith's going to be our developmental guy. 6 weeks later, Brett Smith's your starter. They called Tino Cincinnati back off the couch, and Blake Sims, who was at University of Alabama last year, who was a cut of the Toronto Argonauts in camp, has now come in to be the number three. This no longer is about the deficiencies on defense. It's no longer about the short yardage issues that plagued this team. Even if they'd gone 4-0 or 3-1 to start the season, I have a hard time believing this Rough Rider team, with their number three quarterback, is a playoff-caliber football team. I mean, we're talking about 13 more games to go with no quarterback in a quarterback-driven, forget quarterback-driven league, quarterback-driven sport.
Yeah.
So you've now, you know, we saw what Brett Smith was. Brett Smith's been put in a real difficult situation, almost an impossible situation here. He was never meant to be this guy. He was never given the practice reps to be this guy. The Riders had been built to win now, and that's why they went out and got Kevin Glenn in case something happened to Durant. For both of them to be down for the season through 5 weeks,
yeah,
they say in New York, track, well, see ya. And that's what it is on the season.
You know, you look at the NHL when teams have these kinds of years. Well, trade deadline's coming. We'll sell off our high-priced guys and we'll reload and all that. It just doesn't work that way in the CFL.
It doesn't work that way in pro football. It really doesn't. I mean, you're talking about salary caps. You're talking about having to move dollar for dollar. It just doesn't exist that way. And, you know, that's how it is. And what, you know, if you have a Canadian stud, unless he's got an expiring deal and the player has told you, I'm not coming back, you want to keep him, right? So because of the ratio, because of the cap, because of the non-guaranteed contracts, because of the way, you know, bonuses are figured into that cap, it just, it's not the same deal.
So what about, well, for this perspective, it will go with the fact that the season is over. What does it mean, you know, what's the macro for the Riders then? Because you've got Kevin Glenn and Durant, another, basically 2 years older now, Getzlaff, Dressler, you go down, John Chick, all of them have been impactful CFLers, but they're on that other side. You know what I mean? Is this kind of a tipping point for the Riders potentially?
Well, the real question now becomes, if this season ends up becoming 2-16, 3-15, 4-14, what's the future going to be of the entire management and coaching staff group before you even get into the players? If it stays as is, look, no coach. Vince Lombardi is not going to help the Riders at this point without a quarterback. So what does Saskatchewan kind of do now moving forward? Are they going to go for it one more time with this veteran nucleus, with this veteran group? You know, that offensive line isn't getting any younger either. Or are they going to start over and kind of rebuild? The issue in Regina is complete rehauls and rebuilds are not favorable options by your fan base. And so how would that go over if that's going to be the case? So we'll see how this all shakes down, and you know, fundamentally it starts at the top and trickles downhill. I mean, what a time for Jim Hopson to leave as president, and this all happened. So Craig Reynolds, the new president, Brennan Tandon, the GM, Corey Chamberlain, the head coach. I mean, this is the triangle now at the top, and they're going to have to make a decision, Boom, whether or not they feel that this, you know, what happened to Durant and what happened to Kevin Glenn is just horrible luck. There's no other way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do moving forward? They're going to have to decide that.
Chatting with Arash Badani, our CFL insider, good enough to join us on a Thursday morning. Stamps getting ready to take on the Alouettes, facing back-to-back losses for the first time in a long time. The Alouettes, it's weird in that East. There's a lot of good football being played by East Division teams right now, and one of them is the Alouettes. I don't know that the Stamps are going to be as stunned as they were the first time when they saw Rakeem Cato, but on the defensive side of the ball, they know what they're going to get, and it's pretty good.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Montreal's defense gets after it, right? And so does the Stampeder defense. To me, what's going to be intriguing in all this is what Rich Stubler is going to have dialed up for Rakeem Cato this time. They now have, you know, a few games to film to study him. And how many different kinds of looks are they going to have? How many different blitz packages will they have? Are they going to bring it from all sides? The one thing with Cato that we've really come to understand quickly, Boom, is the kid's pretty unflappable. And he doesn't panic in the pocket. He's able to get out of there and run around if need be. And he's a real dual threat. So that to me is one of the intriguing things. On the flip side, and I doubt we're going to see him, the Alouettes won't set the roster until tomorrow, but Tom Higgins has said that Michael Sam will play a game this month August. And he's on the 46-man roster. I would suspect he'd be a backup rotational guy if you see him in August, and more of a special teams dude. But that's also something to keep your eye on in case Sam does make the trip to Calgary.
So for the Stampeders, so what do the Stampeders have to do? Well, Bo Levi's got to be a little bit better. The run game's going to have to be more effective, and that hurts without John Corner. So the O-line's got to be better, and they got to try and spread out the offense beyond Eric Rogers. But, I mean, if you could dumb it down, what's the most critical aspect for the Stampeders against Montreal?
All the attention's on the offense. Let's remember, that's a Stampeder team that had the game won if they hadn't given up the big play to Chris Williams in Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a busted coverage play that ended up going to the house. Now, Fred Stamps is not going to go for the Alouettes this week. Advantage Calgary. The question becomes, what will they have in store for S.J. Green? He's as big, physical, explosive, and dynamic a receiver as the Canadian Football League has. He's a guy who can stretch the field on you. How are they going to keep him in check? How are they going to prevent, you know, that long, deep stretch ball with a dude like Cato who's got a gun on him, you know, to prevent the long ball touchdown? All the attention is going to be on Nick Lewis coming back, right? But in the football game itself, to me, if you can shut down that deep ball with S.J. Green, you got yourself a chance of winning.
Before we let you go, last night saw you at Rogers Center doing the Tulowitzki post-game interview. Yeah. You were there, obviously. You couldn't expect much more. The fan base in the city so excited, and then Tulowitzki comes through like that. What a night.
What a night. Second at-bat, home run, two-run shot. Welcome to Toronto, Troy Tulowitzki. I actually spoke to him earlier in the day. He just arrived, and he admitted, you know, I'm nervous, I'm anxious. Here's a dude who was the face of the franchise boom in Colorado for a decade. He was the man, and suddenly he comes into, you know, the complete unknown, a different league coming over the AL, a different country, a different team, you know, a different color,
yeah,
different surface, now playing on turf. what was interesting about him is he said, look, my intensity, my competitiveness is who I am. Even after a win, I'm thinking about the next one. He's like, I'm not the guy who smiles and jokes and having a good time. He's one of those hyper-focused, highly motivated dudes. And from a defensive standpoint, look at where the Blue Jays were a year ago. You know, Brett Lawrie was on the DL. Jose Reyes was on and off with injury. They had at times Juan Francisco and Muninori Kawasaki on the left side of the infield. Now they have Josh Donaldson and Troy Tulowitzki. Not a bad upgrade.
Expectations before tomorrow's trade deadline, Arash? They need a pitcher. We know that. Are they going to be able to get it done?
I don't know, Ryan. I mean, it's one of those things where what is your prospect capital that you can actually deal with? I mean, they have Daniel Norris, and, you know, they have Dalton Pompey. Is that going to be enough for a front-end guy when Alex Anthopoulos has been adamant he doesn't want a rental? So he doesn't want an expiring contract in David Price or Jeff Samardzija. Maybe they add a second-tier pitcher. I can't see them bringing in a guy for just 8 starts.
Boy, these two, you know what it's going to be? You've got the Yankees, you've got the Blue Jays, you've got the Giants. These teams are going to push the price so high on David Price, right? Just if I'm not getting them, you can't get them either. It's going to be interesting to watch here over the next 24 hours.
Absolutely.
Finally, Arash, we do have Boomer's reaction to said maternity photo as we went to break. So have a listen.
It's coming.
It's coming. Hang on.
The last thing I want to see is you in boxers in a river, but yet I need to see it more than anything else I've ever needed to see in my life.
So there you are. That's what you missed.
It's just great we have two more Vikings fans coming into the world.
Yeah, hardly. Come on now.
Arash, thanks for coming on today, man. We appreciate it.
Always good, boys.
Take care. There's Arash with Danny. Good enough to join us here. No kidding. Coming up, going to be a big week. When you look at the schedule in the CFL, Toronto-Hamilton, awesome. Great rivalry at the best of times. Yeah. Usually one's better than the other, and it's just kind of a beatdown. Hamilton, 4 points. Toronto, 6. I feel like Hamilton's the better team.
I do too. I think we've all been really impressed with Trevor Harris and what he's done with Toronto. But
his quarterback numbers are...
They're silly.
They're silly,
He's starting to be put in the conversation with CFL icons in terms of what he's accomplished this many weeks into his career and passing yards through this many starts. And again, it all wouldn't have happened if you had a healthy Ricky Ray, if he wasn't on the sixth gamer to start the season. And yet, I think when you watch Hamilton play, this is a group that's a favorite to come out of the East. They were obviously in the Grey Cup last year. I still think everything goes through Hamilton. They also have probably the best home crowd in the East.
Of course, we're going to be very much invested in the Stampeders and Alouettes. That happens Saturday. Eskimos, Rough Riders. It's always amazing when the Riders go into Edmonton.
This is rubbernecking time. This is the accident on the highway you can't stop looking at. That's the Riders right now.
It's so huge. And I wonder if the Rider fans are going to be in attendance as strong as they've been in the past, because the Eskimos look real good and the Riders really don't. And then tonight you got BC at Winnipeg, and in terms of the Riders, they're 4 points back of Winnipeg. If Winnipeg wins at home, like Arash said, 0-5, you're probably done. You go 0-6 plus Winnipeg separates a bit. Rider fans will be cheering hard for the BC Lions tonight, I would guess, although BC's got 4 points.
Well, the whole league is at 2 or 3 wins, the entire league, except for the one team that's sitting on bagel. They got 0.
We'll take our final break. When we come back, what you want to talk about, 960-960 from your mobile phone. We'll try and get in a good solid 10 for you with what you want to talk about. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
I have a feeling that people are really going to want to get to iTunes today. The band is called Pure Prairie League. That voice you hear, it may sound familiar. It's actually Vince Gill, who went on to considerable country music fame.
Todd Gill. former Toronto Maple Leaf. Or is it Hal Gill? The SS Gill.
Yeah, something like that. We are going to get in right now. It's 8:50. That's going to allow us a full 10 minutes here on your Thursday morning for What You Want to Talk.
Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What You Want to Talk About with Boomer and Finder. Brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
960-960 mobile phone, fire them through if we've missed something, if there's, whatever. You know how it works. Thanks for nothing. That last segment is 15 minutes. I'll never get back. That said,
don't speak that way.
What I would give to be in the same room as you, Guy, this is the greatest. This is pure gold. A lot of that. I think people, again, I think not at your expense. I think they're, you know, laughing with you.
I think there's... That's the hardest I've ever heard you laugh in your life.
And it was close to the morning I found the donkey. The donkey sent me over the edge.
Yeah, the donkey is good.
Okay. Today isn't what we want to talk about. It's what we want to see. Pinder Prego picks in a river. Now, is there any chance that maybe just the odd proof you'll throw up there?
Let's see if I can crop this thing here.
I said, if at the very least, you could just crop the look on your face and see. It may not work because it'll be pretty pixelated.
Be fine.
If nude pictures of major celebrities can be leaked, we can get these picks. Congratulations to the Fort McLeod Junior Royals Bantam AA baseball team. Beat the Calgary Cubs 11-6 in the final to win provincial gold this past weekend. It's Thursday. Remember when Calgary was going into Montreal to face their third-string quarterback? It was supposed to be an easy Calgary win. Don't count out Saskatchewan this weekend. Strange things happen.
Coming in from a Rider fan, good luck to you, and I hope you can sleep when they fall to 0-6.
The ultimate showdown of moments to forget. Pinder in boxer shorts in a river. Boom in boxer shorts rolling out new sod. I'm not wearing boxer shorts, and I'm not rolling out sod yet. I've got quite a bit to do. Boom, your laugh on that last drop was an exact mimic of Pat's when he was on the drop of doom. His was more of a scream, though. That was a little bit different. How many points do you think Sam Bennett's going to get this season? Listen to you guys every morning. 40 and change? Am I shortchanging him a bit?
I don't shortchange. I mean, that's a lot of points. We're talking about, what did Johnny have this year? 60-ish?
Yeah.
And that's Calder.
Yeah, he could be
caliber.
Right.
In terms of, you know,
I just threw out a number. I wasn't really.
I'd love to see it. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's. I don't think it's incredibly conservative or too optimistic.
Can the Bills win the Super Bowl? Yes, if they beat every other team.
Just in the playoffs.
Yeah, if they get to the playoffs and then don't lose.
Don't lose in the playoffs. That's the key to winning the Super Bowl.
Pinder, thanks for scaring away all the fish in Fish Creek Park. No wonder I've caught nothing lately.
I'll just go upstream, buddy. Figure it out.
I don't get that. Boomer, you didn't get those kind of photos when you were pregnant? Boomer's laugh has to be added to the end of the show montage. It's too long. The thing about the montage that's great is because it's quick hitters.
Yeah, it's true. They are.
Thanks. That one kind of... Oh, jeez. That's too much. That's too heavy. You can't put those types of words in. If you think I'm going to...
What time did that text come in?
That came in. Any report on Warner? How's he doing? Is he fishing? I assume he's doing fine because really his life is a fantasy camp. I don't think there's any worries in that guy's world. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Get your Pinder. Make sure you get your significant other a quality recliner. She'll love you for it. And then eventually it becomes yours. There'll be a lot of rocking.
Yeah, we need one of those, what are they called, sliders or gliders?
Gliders, like yeah, because you don't want a bunk. Bunk, no. You need the nice, easy.
You want a smooth rider there, yeah.
Yeah, you need the stool that also glides.
The ottoman, yeah.
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 There is nothing better than seeing a half-naked pregnant lady and her boyfriend in the river when walking my dog. And by better, I mean worse.
Right. That was signed six people Tuesday night.
Going to Dallas-Fort Worth for a couple ball games this long weekend. Any must-eat restaurants you're aware of? I've never been to Dallas-Fort Worth.
I've been Austin, San Antonio, and Houston, but never Dallas.
I would go the Cracker Barrel.
I had a burrito at the airport once, but I can't recommend it.
Do-do-do-do. Did you kiss the belly?
Did not kiss the belly.
Mediocre show today, boys. Need to sell a truck or something to liven it up. I disagree. I think we were on point today. I think we were right on it. Hulk Hogan news? There's no Hulk Hogan news.
That's disappointing.
You guys are the Blues Brothers of sports radio. Who gets the four fried chickens and a Coke and the dry white toast?
I guess that's probably me.
The surprise. I want to install a bidet for my wife, but she says it's a lot of money to spend on something that's used for washing your feet. Is that a joke?
I think it's probably an attempt at humor.
I forgot how bad this station is before 9 o'clock. How does this guy, Bomber, still have a job in radio?
Never liked that Bomber.
Yeah. He's no good. I hope all you newbie Rider fans in Calgary can stomach losing seasons like old school. Have fun crying at the C train.
Is that ever a great text? It's true. That wagon got full quick a couple of years ago. And there's a lot of people that have not known dark times where true Riders fans have spent the bulk of their life in hard times. And that's not a shot. That's fact. There's been some lean years in Regina.
Are you dummies going to the Penticton tournament? So, at some point, I don't know which dummy it'll be, but some dummy is going to be there.
Yeah, I'd put my money on Pat.
One of our dummies will be there.
Knowing that Pat's Pat and Pat's gone in the past. And I'll be...
Well, Kersey, you never know.
Changing diapers. I think both of them.
Those two dummies could probably go.
Yeah.
Whoop-a-doo-doo.
Hey, dummy.
Apparently dummy.
The fish market in downtown Dallas dummy. Is very good.
Holy smokes. Everybody's wound up today. Pinder, how many times have you made a late-night grocery run to help her cravings?
Did make an omelet at about 10 p.m. last night.
Really? What was in it?
Tomatoes, orange, peppers, nice cheese.
That's delicious.
It's pepper, a little Tabasco in there. Oh, yeah.
That's delicious. Is Baseball Trade Center. Is there a Baseball Trade Center tomorrow? Please be you guys... No.
We have Sportsnet TV's got a trade deadline special going on. So you'll want to check sportsnet.ca/schedule for all the details for your local listings.
Pinder, are you naming your kids Boomer and Rhett? That would be a really show of solidarity.
It would. And no. When have I been about solidarity?
Not a Pinder fan, but I feel for him with the maternity photos. We've had that a little bit that some people are like, you know what? I'm not. This actually makes Pinder a little more likable.
This twins thing, it makes me feel more human, I guess.
I don't know. People maybe, really kind of feel.
Maybe I was a robot before?
Yeah. Do you read every text on air? No, it's about a 10% clip.
Mm-hmm. You should actually lucky that one got read.
2007 became the year to be a Rider fan. It's a good run, but sorry, folks, back to reality, non-sellouts and no Rider pride.
Oh, they didn't even sell out that regularly in the... In the big years.
Didn't they? I think they did.
They always have like 2,000 empty seats the first couple games of the year. And you got Harvest. I don't know.
Bonanza Days is this weekend in Milk River.
Bonanza Days?
We had a team drop out last minute. Want to bring a team down?
What sport?
I don't know what Bonanza Days is. I'm not really that familiar with Milk River, and no.
I think it's probably softball, and no.
Appreciate the offer, though. This one just says F U Pat.
I don't think it's F U. I think it's F off Pat.
Oh.
How did that clip go? Well, it might be.
No, it was F. Yeah.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat, f off. Bring back Grog.
That's the one.
And what a lovely Randy. Night on the program tonight.
We go to Randy.
Goes to Randy. Hello, Randy. What's up?
Hey, Pat, f off.
Wow.
Randy.
You know what? I hear Randy all the time. To hear that full exchange really takes it back to how...
And our final call tonight goes to Randy. Hello, Randy. What's up?
Hey, Pat, f*** off. Bring back Rob.
And that, what a lovely night on the program tonight.
And you know what? When you listen to it, Randy really leaned into that F.
Hey, Pat, f*** off. Bring back Rock.
Yeah, he went for it.
He almost fell over unleashing that bad boy.
He had no hesitation about blasting that one on the air. Boys, talk some sports like Blue Jays getting David Price. I'm craving some baseball talk.
I'd love to see them do it. I don't know that they can. I without completely emptying every valuable asset, I don't think they can do it. I sort of would focus on James Shields, guy that's got some term, or maybe one of the other starters in San Diego that aren't as flashy. They just need a guy. As long as there's no Felix DeBrandt, they've got a chance with that offense.
Did sports even happen today? Well, probably.
Yeah, we talked about, there was that segment we did with the...
we talked to Arash about the CFL.
Yeah.
We talked about, we had the Stampeder report. We talked about free agency. We talked about the Calgary Flames and Oliver Shillington being released by his team. We talked about the Jays and their win over the Phillies. We talked about Cole Hamels being dealt. I can't help it if you don't listen. I can't be there for you.
We can't take notes and hand you the...
I can't put you in a headlock and haul you to the radio and make sure you're listening. Because, yeah, by right now, we're mailing it in. Of course we are. There's very little sports at this point.
The Dodgers getting Price, someone projecting on the text line.
That could be.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Unless is that a scoop? Do we have breaking news?
I don't know.
I think that's a guess, not news being broken on the text line.
That's going to do it for me. Thank you for everything you've done.
That the listener or me?
You.
Really?
You've done a tremendous amount for this show.
Well, someone was suggesting that... you know, we always sort of have a relaunch when Rhett comes back in the fall.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome back, Rhett. And we're reminded at how amazing and spectacularly moronic he can be at times and just everything that's brilliant about Rhett. Maybe we could get some photos done with, you know, we could put our hands on your gut and go out into a park. So a lot of suggestions like that maybe we could get black and white photos taken for the show.
We'll take it under consideration.
Okay.
What do you got coming up this hour?
We're going to revisit the Tulowitzki debut last night. Tulo. That's about as good as you can do in your first game as a Blue Jay. We'll hear from him following his Jays debut. The ATB Financial Classic is underway, and we have some scores coming in from Glen Eagles of Cochrane. Quick peek ahead at a new series with the Jays. They have got the best team in the American League that just added Johnny Cueto. Coming into the Rogers Center for the first of four tonight. And, of course, we've got some guests as well. We'll have Ian Busby in studio, as we do every Thursday at 9:25. And we'll hear from Hump himself, kind of. Well, obviously,
yeah.
Before 10 o'clock.
Thanks, boy. Bye, everybody.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder. Brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Go to VarsityChrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
You're flat-footed.
Big bag of garbage. A mattress in the left-hand lane.
Zoom, zoom.
Hey, Pat, f*** off.
What a bunch of shit that is.
I shit my pants last night.
I have no shoes on. I'm sorry.
Vodka beep.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
You're listening.